KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, thanks for joining us for another segment of ABQ Connect. We've mentioned several times the life courses that are going to be coming up in early February at Calvary Church. A reminder about these life courses, for the most part, they're at no charge. Some of them have resources you need to purchase to be part of the course. The biggest thing is to remember, although they're on the campus of Calvary Church, Albuquerque, that these are open to the public. These are courses that if you're hearing about and you think it would be something that you'd want to be a part of, well, you are invited to attend. And the way really to find out about each of the various courses that are available is to go to our to Calvary's website, I should say, calvarynm.church. On the website, at the top, you'll see a drop-down menu for ministries, and at the bottom of that is life courses. And then when that comes up, there is more than a handful of courses. Some are on Tuesdays, some are on Thursdays, and the one we're going to talk about in this segment is the Financial Peace Life Issues course that is getting underway Thursday, February 6th, with facilitators Richard and Heather Rogers. They joined us in studio. Thank you both so much for taking the time to let our listeners know about this life course.
Yeah. One thing about it, it's God's way of handling money.
Yeah.
And if you follow these steps, you will be successful.
Yeah. One of the things, you know, if you're a regular listener to the show, you'll hear from Brian Cochran and John Moore Associates does our Friday financial update. And we try to hammer home the fact that the finances and the reach, really everything we have, isn't ours. It's God's, and we're to be stewards over that. And it's courses like this, I'm going to imagine, we're going to dig in a little bit, that really help us understand that and make choices that are God honoring and ultimately are a good testimony to. His kingdom and what we can accomplish if we're following what he would have us do with those resources. So the Financial Peace course, now this is a course, again, some of the courses are at no cost. This is a course that you'll make an investment in. There's about an $80 cost for going through this for the materials, which makes sense. When people, $80 for what materials would that be? I'll throw that to either of you.
Well, one, it's the book and the classes that you can go to any class. It also has a one-year membership to the Ramsey Plus.
Okay.
So all the Ramsey Plus things that are online, you have access to.
Okay. And what is that?
Lately, they added the audiobooks to it.
Okay.
You've got your Every Dollar, and the Every Dollar Plus premium comes with the Ramsey Plus, which allows you to connect your bank account to your budgeting software that will, in real time, keep going through and showing you what you've got left on your budget for the month.
Okay. Now, for those that are considering the course, it starts on February 6th. Is it a year-long course? Is it a two? How long is the course?
It's a 9-week course.
Okay.
We go through steps from saving a starter emergency fund, paying off your debt, making a normal emergency fund, which is like 3 to 6 months of your expenses. So that way, if something does come up, you've got something to fall on.
Yeah.
And then from there, they go into investing, saving for college funds, paying off your house, and then build wealth and give.
All right. Now, someone listening may be thinking, I've got it under control. I don't have any debt, and they may not even be thinking, well, you make car payments and you're making house payments. How might they be influenced by taking a course like this? Heather, what comes to mind for you?
I would say for sure, even though the world's view is to go and buy a car every 2 years or every 4 years, if you actually pay cash for that, save up and pay cash, you're going to save so much money just in interest alone. It's ridiculous. So I would highly recommend, I can't tell you, I don't think we've ever bought a brand new car, to be honest. And we're in a position where we are able to, but we would rather use our finances for other things and to help other people as well, which we're able to do now. That's part of the saving. When you get to a certain step, you're able to start to save and then give, which is phenomenal, to be able to help other families or just kids in general. There's so many opportunities to use your finances to help other people.
So speak directly to that person who's saying, oh, come on, cars are, you know, 20 to an average car, $20,000 to $35,000. And obviously we know that they can cost a whole lot more than that. Speak to the person that's saying, come on, cash for, come on.
So here's the thing. It's better to actually let somebody else depreciate that vehicle for a couple years, and then you pay cash for a used car until you get to a certain point, and then you're able to buy a brand new vehicle.
Yeah, years ago, someone told me, and I don't know if it was from a Dave Ramsey material or not, they say you buy things that appreciate, you lease things that depreciate, and even leasing is another issue. We won't open that can of worms, and when it's appropriate, when it's not. But the thought, and having sold cars in the past, I know, you know, if I go out and buy, the first thing I'm going to do is look for something that someone's already taken that depreciation. But these are, you know, and this is just one part of, you know, some of those things that'll be covered. What would you say now? You've taught this course
multiple times. Yes.
What would you say is one of the biggest surprises that people who decide to take this course have once they've committed to it and go through it?
Finding out the amount of debt they have.
Yeah. Okay.
That, as well as finding out some of us can actually eat our finances, like going out to eat every single day or going to Starbucks or wherever.
Yeah.
It's when you start to look at your budget, really look at it, it's a huge eye opener.
You brought up a great question or a great topic. When you start to look at your budget, is that assuming people actually have a budget?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
So many of us don't have a budget. And a lot of us don't even know where to start. And that's what this class is actually going to help to show you when we're going through it. Dave really does a phenomenal job at outlining things, not just him, but his team. With the videos and stuff, as far as walking us through each step.
Now, I've tried to come up with a couple of objections, just trying to put myself in the place of someone who's listening. What common objections do you hear from people about committing to a course like Financial Peace?
I would say trying to get on the same page with their money.
Yeah.
And also, if one spouse is not on board, if you're doing this as a couple, you both really need to be on the same page. Mm. I would highly recommend praying about this first before you make a commitment. But also, like for us, I was on board because I've done, I even did Larry Burkett back in the day. My dad made me do that in high school. And so I remember when we first started, it took us, probably 5 years for me to actually really be on board. Like, okay, we're in this together, do or die kind of thing. And now I feel like I was the spender, but I feel like I'm more on the saver side now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of strange how your perspective completely changes.
And, you know, I think it's easy to just throw out the term financial peace. What does that mean?
It gives you peace when you have your money under control and your money is not controlling you.
Peace of mind?
Yes.
Yeah, you're living paycheck to paycheck.
Okay.
Right.
Reduced anxiety?
Yes, tremendously. I can remember when we bought our first thing that was cash and we weren't putting it on a credit card. That was phenomenal. Just a slow progression of being able to pay cash for things is just, it's amazing.
So what do you tell the person that's buried in debt? Credit, and we know across America, this is a huge issue. It's a growing issue.
Yes.
What do you tell that person that's, I am so buried, there's just no way that I can get to a point where I'm just doing everything with cash?
And that's where Dave comes in. He breaks it down. He does a debt snowball. So you're paying minimums on everything, but your lowest loan, you pay off anything extra to. And then once you start paying those off, you start building momentum. And then you see your progress, and it gets you more excited.
Right.
And then you, before you know it, you're out of debt.
And in the course, will people learn about organizations that may be able to assist them walking through that, you know, because, when I think of it, you know, say you've got, I don't know, 30 people, you know, 30 organizations or banks or whatever you owe debt to. And you mentioned paying off that first one. Is there paying off that for, and it's kind of the rest of them kind of get in line. We're coming.
Yes.
You know, are there, you know, I don't know if it's through the Dave Ramsey organization, or are there other tools that are available to help people walk through making decisions like that, where they can pay off, the smallest one, and then take that and apply it towards the next, and so on and so forth.
Basically, that's what we show them how to do that.
Yeah,
and through that. We find out through their budget where they've got extra money.
Okay.
And then whatever's extra, you just throw to that smallest debt.
Now I'm going to ask the obvious question. The someone who's buried in debt like that sees something like $80 and they, well, no, can't. I can't. I'm paying debt. What do you tell that person?
I would say be patient. And know that eventually you're going to be able to purchase that item.
Yeah.
There's things I want too.
The materials for the class.
Oh.
You know, okay. When they're like, I'm overwhelmed. Look, you know.
So there, you have to be able to invest in something in order to be able to.
Yeah, if you've got skin in the game, you're going to be more apt to follow.
Right. Follow the course.
Right. And, yeah. You know, here's something else I'd throw out there. A lot of these people will go to family or friends or what have you when they get behind and they need assistance. And if there's, you know, maybe someone who they're regularly reaching out to, that person might be more likely to make an investment in. Maybe reach out to someone for assistance and get the materials you need to be part of the course. If you want to find out more about it, again, it's the Financial Peace Life Course available at Calvary Church starting February 6th. And you said for how many weeks?
9 weeks.
A nine-week course each Thursday night at 6:30. That's on Osuna west of Jefferson. Go to calvarynm.church under the Ministries tab. All the way at the bottom, you'll see a Life Course. Life courses, and you'll see all the life courses that are available to you. Whether you attend Calvary Church or another church, or whether you're attending no church, this is solid content that's available to the general community. And we've been visiting with Richard and Heather Rogers, and I don't want to just cut you off. I do want to throw it back to you. Is there anything you would tell the listener that we haven't covered here in regards to the course?
I think we've pretty much summed it.
There you go. Up. Man, I, I get an A. I get an A plus. Okay.
Most definitely.
Smiley face star, all that. Okay. Well, so do you guys. And we appreciate the investment that you guys are making in our community to help people get to a place where they're honoring God with the things that we've been given stewardship over, and to be reminded that it is all His.
Exactly. Most definitely.
All right. Well, Heather, Richard, thanks again for your time.
Thank you.
All right. And thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.